Begin this practice. Close your eyes. And take a few deep breaths. And traditionally, it is common to begin with oneself as the object of loving kindness. I think that's actually difficult for many people. So we're going to begin with someone who you love or deeply respect, someone with whom you have an uncomplicated relationship. So don't pick someone with whom you're romantically involved, not a boyfriend or girlfriend, or husband or wife. Loving kindness is often conflated with romantic attachment, and that's not what we want. There's nothing grasping in loving kindness. It's not on any level an expression of attachment. So think of someone who you admire or otherwise feel good about in an uncomplicated way, and call this person to mind. You might visualize him or her. If you can do so steadily, that's fine. If you just need to flash their image briefly, that's also fine. And with the voice of your mind, I want you to slowly repeat some stereotyped phrases. You can make up your own, or you can use mine. But you should think thoughts like, may you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May your hopes for this life be realized. And as you think phrases of this kind, really try to connect with their emotional import. You really do want this person to be happy. See if you can feel that. Again, bring this person to mind and consciously wish them well. May you be free from suffering. And the moment you notice that you've grown distracted, just relax and bring this person to mind and connect again with the wish that he or she be happy. You might actually visualize this person, radiantly happy. Imagine what he or she would look like on the best day of his or her life, and wish them that experience. if you could give them that experience, you would. Feel that intention. Again, bring the object of your loving kindness to mind, perhaps by briefly flashing an image of their face, and wish them happiness. Wish them freedom from suffering. May you be free from physical pain. In addition to imagining them happy, you might put a smile in your own mind. You know what it's like to smile from happiness. See if you can literally put a smile in your mind at this moment. You might feel the muscles in your face respond at the corners of your mouth. Just put a smile there. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. See if you can feel for perhaps only moments that this makes your mind pliant and expansive. Again, the practice is to fall back into this specific feeling of good intention. In the last minute of the session, realize that you also want yourself to be happy. And this practice is an expression of that intention. So bring yourself to mind. You can visualize yourself sitting here and think these same thoughts. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. See if you can look upon the project of your life the way you would at the life of a best friend. You really want this person to be happy. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. Okay. Well, I hope you got a taste of the emotional change that this practice can inspire. Once again, if it seems contrived, please understand that there's a vast experience that awaits you beyond any sense of artifice. Again, you're always thinking about yourself and others. This is simply a new habit of thought. All the other habits have been trained throughout your life. You've internalized voices from the world, from your family, from all of your collisions with others since childhood. You're always talking to yourself. This practice is, in fact, no more contrived than that. But it may not feel that way in the beginning. So I encourage you to just give it some time.